The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors. Good morning and welcome to another edition of Morning Drive here on 89.7 WTBR. Bob Heck here, back in the studio live again. And we have a great guest talking about a great thing coming up on Thursday. But before we get to that, let's jump into the weather for today.
WTBR radar weather for the Pittsfield area. Rest of tonight, mostly cloudy with a 20% chance of snow showers. Cold. Near steady temperature in the lower 30s. South wind around 5 miles per hour. Tuesday, mostly cloudy. Highs in the lower 40s. Southwest wind around 5 miles per hour. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy. Cold with lows in the upper 20s. West wind around 5 miles per hour. Weather forecasts for WTBR-FM are provided by the National Weather Service.
We are at 28 right now in at our Pittsfield studios here on Federico Drive. And this is actually, I can't believe you said cold. And it's going to be in the lower 30s. That's like a home run right there. I'll take that all day long. We have Michaela Donovan from NPC Berkshire here, and we got a real good film festival coming up on Thursday.
It's Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Yeah.
That's tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Could you do me a favor, take the headphones off of the microphone? That caused a little feedback there. I wasn't thinking about that. So it's tomorrow.
Yes, it's the holidays throwing you off.
Yeah, that's exactly it. I still think it's Monday.
I know
it's coming up on...
it's tomorrow.
It's tomorrow. Yep,
the 18th.
So tell us about this.
Yeah, totally. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for having me, Bob. So right now I'm the associate director of the Nonprofit Center of the Berkshires, and we're a support organization for all the nonprofits here in Berkshire County. So we do a lot of things. People are always like, what is a support organ? What do you mean? What do you do? You know? And so, you know, we do education, programming, webinars. We host convenings for executive directors. We do all sorts of things. But one of the things that we do a ton of events. And, you know, last year, my boss and the executive director and founder, Liana Toscanini, she programmed sharing a film called Uncharitable, mm-hmm. and that was at the Mahawi. 200 people came out in February to see this film, and you know, she really spoke about how it kind of lifted everyone's spirits in midwinter. It gave us a reminder of why we do what we do, and so we were trying to think of something similar this year, and I sort of said, why are we not promoting our own organizations here in the county? I mean, we have... Most people don't know this, but we have 1,200 nonprofits in Berkshire County. We're 27th in the nation for nonprofit employment. One in four jobs in Berkshire County is a nonprofit job. Mm-hmm. So it's likely that everyone knows somebody who works for a nonprofit organization or has an affiliation with it. And I thought, you know, people are right now storytelling. That's the big word. Storytelling, storytelling, storytelling.
Yes.
Really just another way of saying marketing. But I think it's more than that. There's like this need for authenticity, this want and desire to touch something real in this moment. And I think it's so important. A lot of these nonprofits, we're so busy with our heads down trying to fundraise, PCTV is a nonprofit, you know it's like. And so you're just trying to function and do your daily tasks that it's very rare we get to pull our heads up and celebrate what we do and share what we do with everyone, with the community, not just, you know, at a high level donor event or something like that. So I said, why don't we just try to cull together, see if people want to submit videos they've made. It can be something that already exists. They don't have to add to their workload. And I had worked with Tom Chiaberry, who works here at PCTV, to curate a video and film a video for us at NPC. And I thought, well, maybe Tom would work with me on this and edit this and help me put something together. So that's kind of how the idea came about. So it's been amazing. Like, the response has been really surprising.
And you're absolutely right in the sense that you know, people get into their day-to-day things in nonprofits, and they're always more happening. And things come up and all the time. I mean, I've always said we need to make more videos for PCTV and WTBR.
Oh, my God.
It would literally take us minutes. We have all of the stuff here already.
Yes, huge.
And we just never get around to it. It's just one of those things.
I know. I mean, it really is. It's so hard to kind of, like, pick your head up from what you're doing. And I think in nonprofit work especially, like, and we've seen in the past year especially how much when certain things are taken away, like the safety net, the nonprofits are the safety net for the community. So you're, there's so much need. There's so much need to meet that, you know, these kinds of projects can be seen as like an afterthought or an extra thing if you have resources, an extra, you know, exciting thing. But it's, it, we don't realize how integral this kind of storytelling is to people who have no idea what we do. And, you know, visual is a really important, really important. You know, it's nice to read a nice brochure, but it's really important to be able to see something in action. And so that's why I think nonprofits shouldn't underestimate the importance of putting together a media piece that shares their mission and shows them like their authenticity, you know?
And on another note, we are going to be having PSA days here at PCTV this year. We're going to start rolling that out at some point this week. And it's an opportunity for nonprofits to basically own our studio for an hour and create a PSA.
That's incredible.
Now you'll have a video piece.
That's so incredible. And we will happily spread the word about that because I think people don't realize what a resource the community television stations are. And also, like, you know, that there's a lot of people doing really creative work inside of these organizations, and we can help each other leverage each other's talents. I think that's also a really important thing to know.
Yeah, absolutely. And PSA Days for me is always exciting because you learn about other organizations. I'm like, first off, I didn't know you existed. And secondly, the work you do is absolutely incredible.
Yeah, it's so true. I am... You know, I'm really excited for this showcase that we're doing, this film showcase. So it's happening. I'm going to plug it. Can I plug it?
Plug away. Okay. That's why we're here. That's literally why you're here today.
it's tomorrow, Wednesday, February 18th. It's at the Berkshire Athenaeum Auditorium Space, which is off of the Bartlett Avenue entrance. And it's free to the public. We put out the call to our nonprofit members and non-members who wanted to submit a video. And I think within 2.5 weeks, we got about 40 submissions.
Oh my God, really?
Yes, yes. It was crazy. And of course, they only gave me 2 hours in the space. So I was like, well, there's no way we're getting 40 videos into this thing. But we're what's cool is we've gotten such a response that we're hoping to do a second sharing of one of these somewhere else in the county later this year. So I'm holding on to half of those submissions to do that. We're showing about 20 different organizations. They're all over the county. They range from Child Care of the Berkshires to Flying Cloud to Berkshire Agricultural Venture. I mean, it's all over the map, which is really exciting. So the showing's going to take place, and then we'll have time for about 15-20 minute panel, and it's going to be myself and Tom as the filmmaker of one of those videos, and then Diane Perlman, who's the executive director of Berkshire Film and Media Collaborative, and she's going to talk about their community film fund, which will match you apply for a grant that's a matching grant of $5,000 to make one of these videos. So that's really amazing for smaller nonprofits who don't necessarily have all the resources. And the event itself is sponsored by Talon Media, which is the parent umbrella of Berkshire Eagle. And they've been great because, you know, I think we underestimate how lucky we are here to have you guys, to have PCTV, to have our other community television stations, our radio stations, and these amazing local newspapers. Like, that is so important in what's happening in the world right now, and have Gary's leadership there, and, you know, people who really want to tell the story. It's like locally owned. They really want to tell the story of what's happening in our communities. So to have that support feels really special and really great. So that's going to be tomorrow at 3 o'clock at the Berkshire Athenaeum. Everyone is welcome, open to the public, and hopefully it will kind of, like you're saying, teach people like, oh, I didn't even know that place existed, mm-hmm. or how can I get involved there? Or, you know, because people want to help. People want something. People are feeling so helpless right now. And I think it's overwhelming and you don't know where to start. And there are so many organizations here that are looking for people with a multitude of skill sets to get involved.
Absolutely.
You know? And you know, I don't know. I think people think like, oh, I'm not a financial person, or I don't have rich friends, or I'm not rich, or I'm not, how am I going to be useful on a board or something like that? And it's like, we need to start identifying the skills that we know we have, you know? Those are a lot of soft skills, is what people call soft skills. I hate that term, but soft skills, which I think are the most important skills. But, you know, there's a lot of people out there who are amazing connectors. Like, they know people, you know, like, oh, I know so-and-so, and they do this, and you do this over here, and what if the two of you got together? Like, wouldn't that be amazing, you know? So things like that, I think people need to tap into the things in themselves that they really excel at or that they innately have. And nonprofits can really benefit from that. So hopefully this event will open people's eyes to what's out there here and how they can get involved.
And it's also an opportunity for nonprofits themselves to come out and network and totally. Sort of see if there's synergy between them in some aspects.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's such a great point. You know, part of doing this was like, how do we keep people's spirits up in the chaos of these crazy times in the midwinter here in the Berkshires? Like, I hate to say midwinter, but that's like what it feels like. There's so much snow on the ground. So, you know, we thought, oh, well, it's not just for the community, but it's also for these organizations to like bring their staff and feel like they see themselves up there and they feel represented and they can talk to each other. And so we're hoping to leave time to network and all of that as well. And that's been a lot of what we've been doing this year. Like, a lot of our programming this year has been convenings and meetings. And we're really thinking about cohorts, how we can really solidify some cohort models that meet on the regular, because that's what we're needing right now. It's like the sharing of resources, the across subsectors, like people who might not think they would ever collaborate are starting to have to think about that. And also with the small business sector too. You know, I just wrote an article for Berkshire Business Journal that's going to come out in a bit. And it's about that exact thing of the small businesses that are doing amazing collaborations and sort of embedding themselves in community-minded thinking, mm-hmm. but also having to juggle the revenue just like nonprofits. So yeah, I'm hoping it will be a well-rounded event for everybody, and I'll have chocolate there and, you know, refreshments. That doesn't matter.
Well, you can't go wrong with chocolate.
I'll just bribe people with candy.
We're talking to Michaela Donovan of Nonprofit Center of the Berkshires, the Real Good Nonprofit Strengthening the Berkshires Film Festival. Is that accurate, film festival?
Yeah, I guess we're calling it a film showcase, right?
Okay.
But I mean, it, you know, just get people there. It doesn't matter.
There will be films, there will be chocolates. That's
so
all you
go.
Need to know.
That's all you need to know.
It's coming up tomorrow, 3 to 5, at the Berkshire Museum. It's open to the public. It is free.
It's at the Athenaeum.
What did I say?
Museum.
Oh.
I think you're willing it to come back because they're renovating right now.
Oh, my goodness. I got to tell you, I was on vacation last week, and I usually research. And
that's okay.
And I put about 4 seconds into this.
This is really early. Like, I don't know how you do this. I haven't even had coffee today, so...
So it's at Berkshire Museum?
No, Berkshire Athenaeum.
Oh, my God. I'm just going to throw my paper away where I wrote down all the incorrect information.
You know what? I think you're just testing me. I think you're like, she hasn't had coffee. Let's see how she does with this.
I've had coffee, and I'm still terrible at what I do.
It's at the Berkshire Athenaeum Auditorium from 3 to 5 tomorrow, Wednesday, February 18th.
All right. Yeah. And well, let's talk about Nonprofit Center in general.
Yeah, let's do it.
Tell me about the Nonprofit Center in general, and I'm going to go get my book that I threw across
it.
The room.
Yes. So NPC, we are a small but mighty team. There are two full-time staff and one part-time staff, but she works, her capacity is full time and a half. So, and we, again, we're a support organization. So we do a multitude of things. And part of that is being agile enough to adjust to what the sector needs. So sometimes that means, like, when budgets are being cut, when a ton of federal funding gets cut, we need to get all the executive directors in a room, especially, let's say, last year, for example, when the SNAP cuts came down. We had a convening in North County, and that was very helpful for a lot of the executive directors to talk together about their shared issues. And the thing is, like, people don't realize with nonprofits that you may be interacting with a nonprofit that's affordable housing, like Construct, for example, or the North Adams Partnership, or CDCSB. You might be interacting with them, but they don't just do affordable housing. Though they are dealing with social issues. They're dealing with food insecurity for some of the people that live in those spaces. They're trying to deal with workforce issues for a lot of people because maybe a lot of their residents might turn to them and not have, you know. So I think we don't realize how much we need to know about other subsectors. And so part of our job at NPC is to get people in a space together to figure out what the problems are, to figure out how we as a support organization can advocate to our state reps and our Berkshire delegation, because they don't have time to do that. I mean, they hopefully do, but they, you know, that's something that falls to the wayside because you're just trying to do your daily tasks. So we take that on as well, and we're hoping to do more advocacy work in the coming year. We run a school program called the Giving Lab, where we take workshops into the schools across the county to talk about philanthropy and nonprofits. So that's an amazing opportunity. We have a bunch of sponsors for that, MBT Bank, Lee Bank. There's places like Milltown that fund a lot of those things. There's amazing support for a lot of our programming. We have a board matching initiative called Get On Board. That happens all year round. So if you're an individual who wants to get involved and you want to join a board but you don't know where to start, you can reach out to us, because we have two wonderful board members who volunteer their time to literally call you and have a whole roster of nonprofits that they will match you with. And they will work until they get you matched to an organization. And then we have an in-person event for that, April 28th this year at Shakespeare and Company. We're having where organizations will come and table, and you just get to walk around to different organizations and talk to them and see who you jive with. So there's that event as well. And then we have the Berkshire Nonprofit Awards, and that's May 19th this year at the Country Club of Pittsfield. And that's in the morning on a Tuesday. It's breakfast.
Nice.
So we love that. And really, that's another sort of like keep up the spirits, feel good event. I mean, it literally is there to celebrate the sector and to celebrate specifically. We have seven categories to nominate people in just amazing work in nonprofits. And so those nominations, I'm going to plug this, are due March 13th. So if you want to nominate someone for the Berkshire Nonprofit Awards, go to our website. Under program tab, you'll see Berkshire Nonprofit Awards. And that's just an awesome event. I mean, it really is. It's really special. It's really fun. Amazing sponsors for that. And it's just a great morning that will lift your spirits. And I think we really need that right now.
And how do people make a nomination for that?
So if you go to our website and you click on the Berkshire Nonprofit Awards, it will take you to the nominate page. It will break down each category for you. Like what, you know, there's... lifetime achievement. So obviously we hope we know what that is, but things like there's a youth leadership award. So we reach out to the schools to nominate students. There's executive director, you know, there's a lot of different awards that we break down what it means for you. And then we also have on there examples of how to write a good nomination for it. Because it needs to be a little more detailed than people think. Like that.
Of course.
Really
yeah,
helps
you
us.
Just, I like
yeah,
this guy.
Yeah, this person's nice.
He's,
it really does help. So, yeah, so it's pretty easy to do. It shouldn't take too long, but it's really, I mean, that can really help people in terms of their spirit and also sometimes in terms of their employment. I mean, we've had people tell us, like, you know, that really helped me stay at my job, that really, that, like, winning that award because it really showed my employers how valuable I was, you know, that kind of thing. And that matters. That matters.
Plus, you can't can an award winner, you know?
No.
You're going to give it, like, 5 years.
Yeah. God, yes. Yes. You know, and then you get to invite your employer and they get to have a free breakfast. So
even better. Even better. So, I mean, we're seeing the needs here in the Berkshires, particularly here in Pittsfield.
Yeah.
It's ever changing. The big issue now is of course, the homeless crisis.
Yeah.
And we see individuals out there trying to do things.
Mm-hmm.
They may or may not be going about it in the right way. Mm-hmm. Is there some sort of mechanism where they can come to you and say, how do I do this correctly?
Yeah, I mean, what I love about working at MPC and what I love about what Liana has built is that I would say we work in what I would call like a high touch approach, meaning if you call, we're going to answer the phone. Mm-hmm. If you email, we're going to respond. That to know that you have a resource out there that you can get information from is like, I mean, that's, it's what I love about the Berkshires because I can actually call the bank and someone answers. Like, that's amazing, you know? And I think when, in today's day and age, that doesn't always happen. So, Right. Yes, I think if anyone has a question about, I mean, we get that all the time. We get people like, I don't, you know, I have this guy who came to my office and he doesn't have a place to live. What organization could I send him to? Or what are the resources I could give him? We absolutely have those contacts. And, you know, I would say, we also know who the community connectors are,
mm-hmm.
meaning, you know, like I know that in Pittsfield, we can call Mike Denton at his church, Reverend Mike Denton at his church in Pittsfield. And we can be like, okay, who do we see about this? Or who do you know that will help this person over here? And he has those answers. So that's invaluable to have that kind of social capital. And part of that is what Liana's like dedication and hard work and what she's built over 10 years. And part of that is just being a staff of people that love people and talk to everybody and like to host events where everyone gets together so that you can really get a sense of like, it's not just what people say they need, but it's also the energy you can feel like,
right.
You know, and I think we did feel that with the SNAP stuff. Like we came together, you know, everybody came together to help each other. The food organizations have been unbelievable in their organizing. I mean, they are meeting on the regular as a group to make sure they can sustain each other and sustain their communities. And, you know, at MPC, like it was such a small thing, but we comped all their memberships for the year because we were like, you know, this is the last thing they need to worry about right now is like paying our membership for the year when they're going through all of this stuff. So it's really thinking in that way how each of us can create kind of like mutual aid networks to help each other when we're not really seeing that, you know, from areas that we need to be seeing it.
Yeah, and it's always a challenge because especially nowadays, everything's changing so rapidly at the national level that's trickling down and affecting people here in the Berkshires where, you know, for the most part, people don't have the means to withstand certain things.
Yeah, I mean, I just think it's showing all of us this time is revealing a lot. And it's showing us a lot of systems we thought were steady are not.
Mm-hmm.
And what I deeply appreciate about nonprofit work is there just is like you don't work in it if you don't care. And so there's an incredible amount of caring people that work in these fields and in these subsectors. And And I think we're a lot of people in communities now are seeing the importance of nonprofits, because without them, you know, if the government doesn't step in to help, who's there?
Right.
You know, who's left? And it's the nonprofit sector. And that's also a big burden, you know, like you're saying. I mean, that's a huge responsibility. And so we're seeing that we have to build from the bottom up now. And
what does that mean?
I think that means like it starts with people in communities.
Gotcha.
Right? Like it starts with us in communities, knowing each other, knowing our neighbors, creating third spaces for people to gather, knowing where kids can go after school, that they don't feel like they're in isolation or in their phones all the time. And so a lot like Railroad Street Youth Project is a place, for example, that does that, where you can just, you know, if you're a kid and you want to hang out after high school, you can just come down there and you're in community with them, you know, in their space, play games, do things, you know, you don't have to be by yourself. I think those kinds of spaces are crucial right now. And so that's what I mean by sort of the bottom up. Like we shouldn't be waiting to turn to a federal government, regardless of who's in power, to say, please give us this. You know, we need to figure out, this is teaching us, I think, we need to figure out how to sustain as much as we can autonomously.
We're here with Michaela Donovan, Nonprofit Center of the Berkshires. We're talking about what NPC does. On the other side of the break, we're going to talk about, obviously, we'll get back to the Real Good Film
Showcase
at the Berkshire Athenaeum.
Yes.
Coming up tomorrow from 3 to 5 p.m. And we're going to talk about some of the transition things happening over at NPC.
That's great.
With Liana leaving. So we'll talk more about that with Michaela Donovan coming up on the other side of the break here on 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee. It's Morning Drive with Bob Heck here on WTBR.
For more Morning Drive here on WTBR-FM. You're tuned to Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield and 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs to help our community thrive. Greylock Federal, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org.
And from UCP of Western Massachusetts. UCP of Western Mass is hiring full and part-time opportunities to provide a life without limits for people with disabilities. For more information, ucpwma.org/jobs.
Hi, this is Sean Sayre, Executive Director of PCTV. When Taconic High School was demolished, we could have lost this radio station. Instead, PCTV stepped in, built a new studio and transmitter, and gave the station new life. And now it's time to pay that back. Support this station today. Go to WTBRFM.com and click the donate button. You won't be sorry. Pittsfield Community Radio thanks you for your support.
Need help with a new device? PCTV's Digital Navigator can match you with a free laptop, desktop, tablet, or hotspot from our available stock, thanks to the Alliance for Digital Equity. We'll also assess if your current device is worth fixing or ready to recycle. Get a free consultation at PCTV 4 Federico Drive, Pittsfield, or call 413-445-4234. Brought to you by PCTV and the Alliance for Digital Equity, keeping communities connected.
Hey, this is Dave Cachet, the archivist of the WTBR-FM Vinyl Library. Tune in Saturday mornings at 9 for Random Draw, a trip through the vinyl archives of WTBR. I'll take you back in time to when these records were brand new. Each week, I'm going to pick a random spot in the vast record library of WTBR and pull out a bunch of great vinyl to play for you. That's right, an hour's worth of random songs with that rich vinyl sound just the way you remember them. That's Random Draw every Saturday morning at 9, only on WTBR.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. Free community college for any Massachusetts resident without a bachelor's degree at BCC. Find out more at berkshirecc.edu. And from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement, providing awnings and canopies in Western Mass. Retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings and screen rooms, customized solutions available. Online at sundrini.com.
Radio for people who used to love radio. Welcome back. WTBR. And now back to the Morning Drive on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
We are back here on a Tuesday morning here in the Berkshires. Bob Heck here with you, and we'll take a short time out to check out the weather forecast for today. Berkshire weather.
WTBR radar weather for the Pittsfield area. Rest of tonight, mostly cloudy with a 20% chance of snow showers. Cold. Near steady temperature in the lower 30s. South wind around 5 miles per hour. Tuesday, mostly cloudy. Highs in the lower 40s. Southwest wind around 5 miles per hour. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy. Cold with lows in the upper 20s. West wind around 5 miles per hour. Weather forecasts for WTBR-FM are provided by the National Weather Service.
Right now we are looking at 28 degrees in Pittsfield here at our Federico Drive studios. And they're talking about more snow for Wednesday, but who knows?
28 degrees, that's balmy.
I know. That's like, I almost wore shorts today.
Yeah, right? Get out the sunscreen.
We're here with Michaela Donovan from NPC, the Nonprofit Center of the Berkshires, the Real Good Film Story. Blech. What's the film?
Showcase.
Nonprofit Strengthening the Berkshires. That is coming up tomorrow, 3 to 5 at the Berkshire Anthonyum, open to the public. It is free, and there's going to be some bribes as far as snacks and refreshments go.
There you go. Maybe a little coffee.
Maybe a little,
A midday pick-me-up?
Yeah, I think we could use that at the moment.
Yeah.
So we'll get back to the film thing in a little bit.
Sure.
But first, we're going to talk about some of the things happening at Nonprofit Center of the Berkshires. Yeah. Liana Toscanini, it took me 10 years to learn how to pronounce her name.
And I know.
Now she's leaving.
I know.
Talk to us about that and the transition process there and how all that's going.
Yeah, I mean, man, she's a force, you know.
Absolutely.
She's a force. She's just like there's another nonprofit support organization, and their slogan is a relentless force for good, and that's what I think of when I think of her. Like, I mean, she's just an amazing person who saw this need in the community and was like, I don't have all the answers, but I have some answers, and I'm just gonna work tirelessly to figure out how to help all these organizations and support them. And I mean, she's like, the way her brain works is amazing. She's an idea machine, which I love. She's also a connector, which I love. You know, she loves to put people in a space together. She loves to see ideas flying. So, you know, she's really built this organization. I mean, she didn't take a salary for the first 5 years. Like, she was literally doggedly working. And mostly, I mean, this is the most staff she's ever had, and there's only two of us, you know? So to see what she has built is really an accomplishment. And everybody has echoed that all. I mean, ever since I started, I only started in March of last year. And it's been kind of just like a nonstop theme for the year of how amazing her work has been and how much she has made an impact on this sector. So it just feels like a great gift to get to work with her, get to learn from her. I mean, it's definitely, it's going to be interesting for everyone when this shift happens. But I think, you know, she's not going to disappear. Like, she's going to be very much still in the community helping. Everyone is going to want her on their board. So she's going to have to learn to say no to some people. But she has a generous spirit. So she's not going to stop helping and stop giving ideas. And that's a real gift. So, yeah. So this year is really, it's not just a celebration of, I mean, NPC turns 10 this year on April 1st. So that in itself is a big thing. And then the fact that the founder is stepping down and retiring, that is a big thing. So we have a lot going on this year.
10 years already.
Yeah.
Is there still going to be some sort of celebration for that?
Yes, there will be a celebration. We are in the midst of planning the beginning process of planning that. But we're hoping sometime in June it's going to be a combination of sort of like a retirement celebration, a 10-year anniversary celebration, and also maybe like a launch of some kind of fund to support NPC's growth and solidify the work that we're doing. So all of that will happen, and I will come back on here and tell you when I have details.
All right.
On
sounds
that.
Like a plan.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's really it's a big year.
Yeah. And, it's you know, year. You get into a situation like this where the founder and largely the only employee for a long time leaves the organization they started.
Yeah.
Sometimes it just sort of crumbles and goes away. Mm-hmm. But that does not look like it's going to be even close to the case with this organization.
No, I mean, you know, Elizabeth and I, who is our other colleague, Elizabeth was with NPC in the earlier years, went to have a baby, came back. So there's a lot of institutional knowledge there. And then I've really been learning closely with Liana for the past year. I'm going to stay in my role at the organization because I have two little children and, you know, I need to be present with them,
gotcha,
too.
Yeah.
I need to have a life. I need to, like, be able to balance that. But so that's what's healthy for me. But I'm also excited to see who comes on, to continue to learn from them, to continue to support them. Because I think following a founder is a very, very difficult thing. And especially one that is so embedded in the community and so beloved. It's difficult for the board. There's a lot of pressure there to feel like they are finding a replacement that can have their own voice, that can have their own autonomy, and yet really respect the foundation that's been built. And I hope that I can be a sort of bridge for that experience for that person. And I think that will happen. You know, I do. I think that will happen. So we're in the search now. That's happening. And hopefully it will feel as seamless as it can feel.
I want to jump back for a second because I think most people in the community just sort of felt like you were going to be moving up. And it does not sound like the case.
No.
And so, I mean, I want to explore that a little bit, mainly because, you know, there's probably a lot of talented people out there that thought, well, I'm not going to apply. This is already
been. Oh, that's so nice.
That's
so nice.
You know, they've got the perfect person to step in.
Oh, that's nice.
And, but that sounds like even if offered, you wouldn't take it at this point.
Well, I think, honestly.
You're not actively pursuing it, is what I'm saying.
I'm not actively pursuing it. And I've talked to Leon about it, which has been, and she was so kind and generous about it. And I think, I have to say, I think, I'm not going to speak for everyone in my generational bracket, but, you know, we kind of were brought up like, work really hard, go to college, do the things, get stuff on your resume, achieve, 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 achieve. And I feel like I really followed that path. And I had a very big job when I was 29. I worked at Boston University. I had a very big sort of leadership role in the College of Fine Arts there. I did that for a decade. It was amazing. Well, it was amazing. And when it ended, it was not amazing. And that also coincided with COVID. And we were treated very badly at the end of that experience.
Really?
And many, many people left that department after that. And it was a very difficult thing. And it taught me a lot. It really taught me a lot about myself, about tying my identity to work. And it also taught me about what was a priority in my life, and that coincided with having my first son. So I really learned a lot of lessons in that experience, and I think it's very easy to fall back in the habit of, like, oh, just get that big job. And, you know, to me, my ego is not healthy when I do those things, and I know when it's healthy and when it's not, and it's not always good for me in those situations, so while I have young children, I feel like it's very important for me to have part of my brain to really be present with them. And I'm a person who could, like, work like a crazy person. You know, like, I know myself.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm going to be an ED, I'm going to be thinking about it 24/7, blah, blah, blah. And I think you have, a lot of the time you do. Like, in the way the system's set up right now, you kind of do have to. And that will not be good for my kids. So for me, this is a completely personal decision.
Yeah, no.
But I think it's important. I appreciate you asking because I do think it's important to name those things. I think it's important for people who are in careers to be able to say, you know what, this seems like on paper it would be a great thing, but actually the healthiest thing for me is over here. And then maybe someday it's that great thing, you know? So we'll see.
So what brought you to the Berkshires then? You were BU.
Well, yeah, I worked. My parents are from, I'm from Albany, New York. So
oh, okay.
I'm only about you know, 35, 40 minutes west of here. And it was really COVID changed things. And then I was pregnant and I wanted to be closer to family. And we had been to the Berkshire. My husband and I had been out to the Berkshires a lot because I used to be an actor. So I had worked at Berkshire Theater Group years ago. Yeah. My sister is an actor. She worked at Shakespeare and Company for years. I knew all those guys. Like, I had that network here. And I really loved, I just loved this community. I thought, like, the culture here, the honestly, like, the nonprofit, now I can point to it and say it was, like, a lot of the nonprofits I thought were amazing. And the nature. And I just felt really like, oh, if I'm going to raise a kid, like, I could see us doing it here. And so that was really a lot of it.
Yeah, and, you know, I grew up in the Boston area.
Oh, yeah.
And when you said...
Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Malden.
Oh, yeah, 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 totally.
So when you said you had a job at Boston University, I'm like, it could be like a 9-hour commute. It could be a 30-minute. So you just never know day to day. If you leave 1 minute later than you usually do, it's like an hour and a half commute.
My God.
And it's just, I've done that. And it's just like, it's hell.
It is hell.
And, you know.
That is part of the reason we left.
Yeah.
Part of the reason we left, and I had lived there for 18 years. I love Boston. Part of the reason we left is because we lived in Roxbury, and I worked at BU. My husband worked at Harvard. So we were going across the city, and both of us had to have a car.
Of course.
Of course. You can't. And it would take probably to go 3 miles, 45 minutes to get to work. And it was just like getting crazy. Like it was starting to get crazy. I was like, I just can't do this. I can't do it. I mean, it was just exhausting.
Yeah, I had to go out during the week to my parents. When this was years ago. And it was like they had one of those signs that said next exit, like, or to get to this exit, it's 10 miles.
Yeah.
And then next to it, it said 118 minutes. And I'm like, to hell with this.
Like, oh,
I'm never
God.
Coming back. But this is a great area to raise
it
kids
is.
Because
it's awesome.
The commute's like 8 minutes, and it's 8 minutes
oh,
every
my
day.
God. And you know what I love about here? I love there's like a lot of people who grew up here and who stayed and really became part of the community. There's a lot of people who grew up here who left and came back because they want to raise kids here. And then there's a lot of people who transplanted from COVID, like us, who were in cities and really just wanted like a little bit of a slower pace, which it doesn't feel that much slower to me now because I have kids. But and I think that it's such a beautiful blend of people here. And there's a lot of really interesting, creative people here, middle-aged people who are doing really cool things, entrepreneurs, nonprofit leaders who are having families and really getting involved. It's
yeah,
really cool.
And it's just such a cool area.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can have that city life if you want.
Yeah.
With certain aspects. Or you
could, totally.
Or you could go up to Cheshire and like live that life.
Yes.
I mean, it's such a cool area.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So I appreciate you asking that. I think it's a complex question and everyone has been asking me. Like, you're not taking the, you know. And to me, I just think it's just a timing thing in life. If I didn't have kids, that would be a different answer. But you know, but you never know where things will lead.
Absolutely. No, I mean, same boat as you, but my kids are older. So it's like I have the flexibility to do more things.
Yeah.
And, I guess we're going to cycle back to the film. Film, because Tom decided to join us.
Hi, Tom.
Good morning.
What's up, Tom?
Hi.
Did you AMPM the alarm?
Yeah, the traffic this morning was just
you're such a liar. There's no traffic around here.
I was listening the whole time just coming in.
Because the thing about the Berkshires is if there's traffic. If there's traffic, it's on Facebook. It's all over Facebook. Don't go here. It's terrible.
God, don't go to Facebook. Let's be done with Facebook.
I know, seriously. But
I apologize. Yeah,
we're happy you're here.
This is
it gave Bob
the one
and I
morning.
Time to chat.
Yeah, I'm so
bond.
Sorry.
Yeah, we learned a lot about each other.
We did.
It was great. So, Tom, tell us, why are you here?
Who are you?
I'm a filmmaker, and I met Michaela earlier this year, in the summer of last year, and we decided to kind of partner up and start to make some work about the Nonprofit Center together. I recently came back to the Berkshires. I grew up here, and I came back here last year to kind of, I don't know. I burnt myself out in the West Coast working in Hollywood.
I'm not the only one.
I was working too much. I wasn't taking care of myself. And I kind of had forgotten about what was important. Part of that was just like my mind and my body. And I realized I needed to recover and wanted to be closer to family and back to where I'm from, basically. So, yeah, that's why I came back and started doing documentary focused work. And I started working with PCTV and now Michaela.
Yeah, I think we met doing the nonprofit award. For the nonprofit awards, we always film the honorees and do these interviews with them. So Tom was the one filming those.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, that's always done here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so, and I don't know, I was interviewing and kind of like trying to figure out what stories we wanted to tell and how we wanted to tell them. And I think because of like my theater background, I was an actor and I had started directing at the end of my time in Boston. So that work is interesting to me. And then I remember us talking in that and you saying, oh, like, I'm interested in the nonprofits here. Mm. And I was like, we should work on something. Let's do something.
Yeah.
And then I went to Liana this past summer and said, you know, we don't have, she keeps talking about, she's always worried people don't understand what we do because it is complex, mm-hmm. you know. And I said, you know, we don't have any really good videos or media footage that really explains what we do. And it's better for our members to explain how we've impacted them than for us to try to say, well, we do workshops and we do this, you know. And I was like, let's produce something. Let's produce a film that we could do, you know, a short cut of it. We could do a longer form, you know, a 7 or 8 minute to really explain what we do. And then we can pull different pieces for different content on social media, but at least we'll have something that speaks to who we are. And she was like, okay. And then she was like, well, who do you want to do it? And, you know, and so I immediately thought of Tom and she was like, yeah, okay, great. Or there's this person, I'm like, no, we're going to go with Tom. And so Tom, I was like, do you want to do this? And he was like, yeah, let's do it. So that's been really fun. It's been a super mm-hmm. creative process and we've met some and interviewed some amazing people and amazing organizations that are doing just like killer work. And yeah, I think it's pretty good. You can see the 3 minute cut on our YouTube page right now.
And yeah, we're wrapping up the longer 10 minute cut right now.
Yeah.
It's been a pretty deep experience going around and meeting so many nonprofits and people involved with the awesome work that they're doing.
Yeah.
You know, and as you've probably already said, the kind of insane amount of like ratio of folks working at nonprofits in the Berkshires is pretty immense. So it's truly kind of the heart of the community in many ways. Yeah. I don't know. It's kind of what I wanted in a way when I was first talking to you. It was like,
awesome.
I want to connect with nonprofits. I want to do that kind of work. And here we are, you know,
doing that
work. And I'm hoping that we can take this as a model and expand it out.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, longer form and, you know, high end like storytelling should be and can be really relevant for nonprofits of all sizes.
Yeah, huge. I mean, this showcase has sort of shown us how many organizations want to have this kind of thing and either haven't prioritized it, don't have the funds for it at the current moment, or there's stuff, you know, you do realize how quickly your stuff gets out of date, which is also frustrating. You make this whole thing and then it only lasts for like 2 years maybe. But it just kind of shows us how much we need a way to make this happen for organizations that is reasonably affordable. And also I think it's more than just like, it also takes an eye of a filmmaker and a director or producer to say, you know, that might not be the best person to interview. Actually, is there someone over here? Is there someone on the board? Is there a person that has been touched by your organization that actually we should be talking to? You know, I think it's also like storyboarding that process and really getting clear on like the arc of that journey and what is the actual thing you want people to know, but more than to know, what do you want them to feel? Because the feeling, that's why art is so beautiful and that's why art is so essential. It's like the feeling is the thing that causes people to act most of the time. It's, you can give them stats and numbers and a lot of people, some people are like that and that's what they want. But most people, if they're moved by something, they'll get involved in some way. And I think that's the medium, this medium.
Yeah, that's really the goal, right?
Does that.
Absolutely.
The best.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, you could throw stats and figures out there all you want, but, you know, seeing it in action, I think, for the majority of people is what needs to happen to get them to make that next step,
yes,
to become a board member, a contributor, or what have you.
Yeah. Right. I mean, part of that is also like when Liana and I do member visits, you know, people, organizations that are already part of NPC. But when we do these member visits, it's like, oh my God, look at what you're doing. Like, this is incredible, you know, to really visit people on the ground where they're working, see them in action with the people that they're helping is like, it's really humbling. And so part of NPC's journey in this film was also to prop up our, a lot of the people we've worked with. So it's not just about us, but it's like, how can we show what Vim is doing over here for volunteers in medicine? How can we show what Berkshire Pride is accomplishing with all that they're doing in such a short amount of time? Like, and that's so that's been a really important part of this as well.
Yeah, I thought that was a really, I don't know, just as a core of Nonprofit Center, trying to show like what does a connector organization do, and kind of why are they central to a hub, you know, being a hub for so many nonprofits in the area. Right. I thought it was a great way to kind of bring that to life. Was like, well, let's show what these other nonprofits do. You know, let's do some visual storytelling that actually brings to life and elevates them as well. And both on social media and in this form of, you know, this longer form piece, we can really do that. And just by actually creating this piece, we're showing what Nonprofit Center's doing in that sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it is better to like have other people tell it, because it's always the stuff that you don't even realize when you work inside an organization like this, like so-and-so will, you know, oh, so-and-so, if I hadn't met with so-and-so, like I wouldn't have interviewed that person and they wouldn't have gotten this job. And if they hadn't gotten this job, this wouldn't have happened. And you start to see the domino
effect.
Yeah, it's amazing. And that's like a real gift. And I think a successful support organization, there are many out there that are kind of floundering, but, and that's because it's hard, but one that is good at what they do is really like this kind of quiet force.
Mm-hmm.
And that takes special people to really see that.
Absolutely.
And understand that. Not every donor understands it, because we're a nonprofit too. Like, we also need to be supported to keep doing what we're doing.
Yeah.
And not everyone totally gets what we do. They'll get some aspects of it, but they don't. But everyone can point to someone like Liana and say, like, she made an impact, right?
For sure.
And so I think that telling this story is sort of hopefully putting like a cherry on top of that first 10 years. Mm. To say, like, look at what has been built here, and then what are we thinking in 2.0, and how can that continue?
Yeah.
Talk to us about some of the other organizations that will be seen at the film showcase tomorrow at the Berkshire Athenaeum.
Can I read the whole list so that I don't leave anyone out?
Yeah, by all means.
So we're featuring Berkshire Agricultural Ventures, the Berkshire Botanical Garden, Berkshire Bounty, Berkshire Busk, Berkshire Community Land Trust, Berkshire County Arc, Berkshire Film and Media Collaborative, and Diane will be on the panel afterwards. Berkshire Grown, Berkshire Natural Resources Council, Berkshire Horseworks, Child Care of the Berkshires, Community Development Corporation of South Berkshire, CDCSB, Flying Cloud, Kids for Harmonies, the program at 18 Degrees, Music in Common, Nonprofit Center of the Berkshires, RSVP, which is Retired Senior Volunteer Program in the City of Pittsfield, Sheffield Historical Society, Tamarack Hollow Nature and Cultural Center, and Turn Park Art Space in West Stockbridge.
So a lot of different organizations.
Yeah.
And that's only half of what it submitted.
Yeah. Some arts, a lot of farms and food-focused organizations, nature centers. You know, I think it's a cool, eclectic mix. All of the films are different lengths, so it kind of, it'll keep it. It's an editing challenge, maybe, but thanks, Tom. But it'll keep it interesting and moving. And you know, I really enjoyed the process, because you don't always give yourself time to dive into that kind of a thing.
Right.
And then it reminded me just like all of the good work people are doing. Like, I was like, wow, look at it. Look
Same
at all
here.
Of this,
yeah.
Right?
Like, yeah, I just finished editing it last night, you know, putting it all together. And it's just like, wow, there's just such a nice array.
Yeah.
And the fact that there's, you know, 18 more or however many more that or we can show it another time, maybe, is just wild. Yeah.
Yeah, we've been talking to, we talked to the Mahawi about maybe the Indigo Room. We talked to Dan at Images Cinema in Williamstown. They're renovating right now, but they're a member. And he was like, oh, yeah, like, let's absolutely talk when we're done renovating. Come on up, you know. So I don't know. It's cool. It's like a nice way to celebrate people and also just educate the community on how what's out there that they can be a part of.
Yeah, I mean, and with our PSA days, you mentioned Berkshire Horseworks. I'm like, what is a Berkshire Horseworks?
Yes.
And then you find out, like, the amazing work that they're doing over there. Yeah. It's like,
yes.
Wow, that makes sense. People need to know more about this.
Yes, I was actually just there on Saturday because they were doing, like, a Kiss a Rescue Horse. So I brought my kids over to there, and I know Haley. And it was so cute. It was their whole staff was there. Like it was, they had snacks for everybody. Like the horses were out. It was just really lovely. And I think people don't even know what's in their own backyards, you know, that everybody's doing. And like you were saying here, I mean, look at all the amazing things you guys do with like digital equity and these PSAs. And, you know, it's hard for you guys even to promote these things because you have so much going on.
Right. And we have the methods in which to promote
them. Yes. I mean, yeah, exactly. And so, you know, yes, exactly. So just imagine like people who don't know a thing about, you know, producing a film. I mean, I grew up in the arts, so at least I have that background, but most people don't. And it's very overwhelming. So to know that that places like this are here is really important, and that, you know, sponsorship like the Berkshire Eagle and Talon Media is out there is really valuable to ask these organizations and banks and foundations, like, would you sponsor this, or would you think of producing this with us? Like, that's something I think people don't think about as a possibility. They just think, oh, I have to allocate part of my budget for this. But it's like, there are people out there that would want to support this and help you tell your story. Right. So how can you think creatively in terms of that? You know,
so one more big push because we only got a couple of minutes left. Michaela Donovan, Tom Chibora, NPC Berkshire is the Real Good Nonprofit Strengthening the Berkshires Film Showcase.
Yeah.
You were ready to jump in.
He got it.
He messed it up the entire show.
Oh,
no.
Well, I call it a film festival,
It's
like, no, it's a showcase.
I also want to call it a film festival, but really it's just one.
Right.
A showcase
experience.
Is a better word. Yeah, it is a better word.
Like, I wrote some stuff down and I didn't bring a pen in here because it still says Berkshire Museum, but it is not at the Berkshire Museum.
No.
It is the Berkshire Athenaeum.
Yeah.
It is coming up from 3 to 5 tomorrow. It's open to the public. It's free. And some snacks and refreshments.
Yeah. Should I put a note on the door of the museum, though, just in case? Maybe I will. I'll say, go around the corner.
Bob's an idiot.
Don't
go to the Athenaeum.
Don't worry. They're renovating. They won't let anyone in anyway.
There is that. There is that. So, so that is coming up tomorrow. Don't miss it.
Yes.
And thank you both so much for joining us and talking about all the great work NPC's doing.
Thank you.
And very much, I mean, unfortunately, I have basketball tomorrow.
That's okay.
Pittsfield boys and girls in the Western Mass Championship game.
There you go.
We're going to have live coverage of that on PCTV tomorrow night. Snow pending.
Yeah.
So I hate even having to say the words.
I know. Yeah.
We're almost through.
I hope people come out anyway. We'll see. Yeah.
It's a little bit of snow.
Yeah. It's not an outdoor activity.
Right. So. It's the Berkshires. Yeah. You got the snow tires. Get out there and go.
Exactly. Well, thank you for having us.
Thanks for coming in. I learned so much. And that's going to wrap things up today here on Morning Drive. Thank you for tuning in. I'm Bob Heck. Our guests were Michaela Donovan and Tom Chibora this morning, talking about the Real Good Nonprofit Strengthening the Berkshires Film Showcase coming up tomorrow. Tomorrow morning on the show, we've got Glenn Phillips of Toad the Wet Sprocket talking about his show coming up at the Iron Horse in March. We'll have Joe DeCicco as well talking about the show coming up this Saturday to benefit striking out cancer in the Berkshires. So that's all coming up tomorrow at 7:30 here on WTBR. Have a great day, and we will talk to you tomorrow morning. I'll head to where